The June WASDE report was released this week, and the Oklahoma wheat harvest is well underway. Here to talk about it all is Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. Kim, let's kick off with how the 2019 harvest is progressing.
Well, it's going really well down in southwestern Oklahoma. It's moved up to central Oklahoma, Kingfisher, those areas, to a limited degree. The reports are that yields are above average as expected, test weight mostly above 60 pounds, you know, anywhere from 50 to 62, 63. Haven't seen any reports on the protein. You look at the price, it's holding well around $4.40 to $4.50 around most of the state. The basis has dropped off a nickel in some locations and increased about a nickel in some locations. So you look what's going on, I think it's coming in as expected.
Let's talk about the WASDE now. Any surprises there? Anything unexpected?
Well, I think we had a little bit of everything in the WASDE report. You look at U.S. wheat, probably as expected, not much price impact. If there was any surprises in it, is that the USDA raised the average annual price from $4.70 to $5.10, a 40-cent increase. You can back that off to Oklahoma. That would predict our average price to be about $4.90. Now remember, that'd be compared to $4.50, and so it's significantly better. You look at corn, potential surprises there. The big question was, will they adjust yields and acres? They did lower the yields and acres, significantly lower production, significantly lower ending stocks. You had a 15-cent price increase in the corn. And if you look at the WASDE, you had a 50-cent price increase on the average annual price. That's good. Beans, cotton, you know, cotton left to 64 cents. Beans, a slight increase in it. Really no change. And grain sorghum, it'll follow corn.
We've talked about the Black Sea off and on. Give us the latest.
Well, if you look what's going on there, Russia, Ukraine, significantly higher production this year than last year. And, you know, last year is about 2.65 billion for Russia. It's 2.8 plus now. Ukraine's looking at a record billion bushel plus crop. You look at world production, you know, they raised it around 700 million bushels. 410 million bushels come from the Black Sea area. So it is dry in some areas in Russia, so there's some potential for lower production, but I think we better plan on more than we had last year.
Lots to think about. Should producers sell their wheat?
Well, if you look back over the last 11 years, 9 of those 11 years you needed to have the wheat sold by August 30. 10 of the 11 you needed them sold by the end of September. So if you want to bet the odds, go ahead and move some wheat. I'd say, you know, I used to say a third in at harvest, a third September, October, the final third November, December. You look over the past 11 years, I'd say sell at least a third of it at harvest. And then maybe, you know, look strong at your July and August and pull some trigger in there too. But you got to watch that Black Sea. That's the joker in the deck. If they lose that crop, if it stays hot and it stays dry and Russian production goes down, our price will go up. And that will be after September 1.
Okay, well, keep us posted and we'll see you next week. Thanks a lot, Kim.